Good morning, skies remain mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England, with the storm system from yesterday still moving through. There are a couple of scattered showers outside, but mainly dry weather and mild weather as well, with most places waking up in the 30s to around 40 degrees. As the system continues to pass through, we'll have mostly cloudy skies today, and the upper level energy could touch off a passing rain shower, perhaps a couple of snow showers across the hills and mountains, but it will be milder again throughout the afternoon, with highs staying in the middle and upper 30s across the hills and mountains, reaching into the lower to mid 40s across the valleys, and in southern New York and New England, we may even reach into the lower 50s for afternoon highs, with more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the morning and especially the afternoon. Skies will be mostly cloudy tonight and low temperatures will drop back into the 20s with a few passing rain or snow showers. High pressure will build in for the day on Tuesday and mostly sunny skies will prevail. It'll still be quite breezy with highs right around the 40 degree mark, and with more sunshine and high pressure, highs will reach into the mid 40s on Wednesday. The next storm system will head our way later on in the week. Still, it'll stay dry on Thursday with sunshine in the morning, giving way to increasing clouds. As a southerly breeze kicks in, high temperatures should reach to about 50. As that storm continues to approach, a good chance of showers on Thursday night and mostly cloudy skies and milder with more rain on Friday as it passes by. High temperatures ahead of this storm again, reaching into the mid-50s on Friday afternoon. Behind the system will dry it out for the upcoming weekend, a bit cooler with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Saturday and back into the mid-30s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and mountain snow will continue across parts of Southern California and the Southwest ahead of the next storm system. The best chance for significant snow is in the San Juan Mountains of Colorado, where 1 to 2 feet is expected across the higher terrain. As this system enters the southwest tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms will increase across the southern plains out ahead of it. Atmospheric conditions could be favorable to support potentially heavy rain and severe weather, and both the Weather Prediction Center and Storm Prediction Center have highlighted parts of this region within a slight risk for flash flooding and severe thunderstorms. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Idai is located in the Mozambique Channel between Madagascar and Mozambique. The cyclone is nearly stationary with 80-mile-per-hour winds. Idai is expected to intensify rapidly over the next couple of days, with peak intensity forecast at 140-mile-per-hour winds by Wednesday. The uncertainty is high with the track forecast of Idai, but a landfalling major cyclone somewhere along the Mozambique coast is possible toward the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow, blowing snow and fog, and 14 degrees with a west wind at 77, gusting to 83 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 27, 60% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 33, that's right on normal for this time of year. 27 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, 1.8 inches of snow. For the month now, 6.2 inches, which is 1.6 inches above normal. And 52.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 1.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high 70 set in 1977, and the record low 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening 6:57 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Windy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Windy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, near 40, sunny in the mid-40s Wednesday, increasing clouds, milder and breezy on Thursday, near 50, a good chance of rain Friday in the mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds mid-40s Saturday and mid-30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.